Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big ton of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend?
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want my friend.
Hello and welcome to The Friend Request. It's Chloe Madryn, your host. It's wonderful to be here. I'm just dropping in at the top of the episode to say welcome, of course, and to introduce our guest. It's got a great episode today. I think you're going to love it. I also just wanted to, of course, let you know about my shows in Melbourne and Sydney. I'm doing my debut solo show, my first ever hour, but it's actually really good and it's perfect. Here's your gum. It's called Hot Girl Stuff, Disordered Eating and Crippling Self-Hate. You can Google it to get tickets. You can go to the link in my bio. You can look at the link in the show notes if you'd like. Check it out. Come along if you want. If you don't want to, that's cool. If you are wanting to support the show or to support me in another way that doesn't require money, I would just adore if you wanted to maybe share the podcast with a friend or go and rate and review on Apple or Spotify. Those sorts of things really help the podcast and in turn me because of ego. Those sorts of things really help the podcast get found, you know, and I would love that very, very, very much. Of course, if you would like to. Anyway, you're going to love today's episode. It's so much fun. I had a wonderful guest on who I think you are going to adore. The man needs no introduction, but I suppose I should give him one. Please enjoy this guest. Enjoy today's episode with the wonderful Dan Muggleton.
Not all dudes, because Jacob loves to sit on the ground.
Does he?
A ground setter.
I thought he'd be a big stiff boy like me.
You would think so, but no.
He can sit on the ground? Is that not just him finding a compromise in your relationship? You know? He's like, look.
I don't think so.
Chloe, fine.
He's lying to me.
Fine. I love sitting on the ground. You know?
That was actually in my list. You've got to have this so that we can date list.
Okay. You must know? Be able to sit on the ground.
Yeah. That was the only thing on it though.
Dude, I feel like you missed a real opportunity with Asians there. Because they
would have
been right
for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I was going to say. I'm just trying to think. Actually, are white people the only people who just refuse to sit on the ground? I feel like, yeah, because like Asians, like Middle Eastern, they got a bit of that, like the real low chairs.
When's the last time you saw a black man sitting on the ground?
I don't know. I live in Sydney, Australia. I don't see many. I do what I can. I look for them. I search for them.
No.
Is that wrong?
No.
In a friendly way. No?
Go to Melbourne, I think. I did notice when I moved back to Brisbane after living in Melbourne, I was like, it is white here.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Every now and again, you just get reminded of the whiteness. Like, because I when I was in like London, obviously.
Yeah.
It just like you come back here and you're like, Actually, the resounding memory from that was the lack of people on the street. Everywhere I went in Sydney after I came back, because like I'd walk places, right?
Yeah.
And there'd just be no one. There'd be like one guy, like, and me on like a main road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, has there been some kind of terrorist incident? Like, why is nobody here? Like, did I not hear the news?
Yeah, I don't like that. I actually prefer to be closer to cities. I like stayed in Melbourne CBD recently, and I love that. I feel safe. Having more people, even though half of them are crazy.
Of course. But you do feel safer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because lovely. If anything happens, there's other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
100%.
When you're on your own, you're like, Jesus Christ. Like those farm people.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Going out and staying in the country. Like the aforementioned Jacob, my boyfriend, you know, he is from the country and he wants to live there again
is
one day.
Is he from the country?
He's from the country.
I know nothing about this man. I thought I kind of knew a bit about him. Now he's I'm like, I find it like sitting on the ground. He's from the country.
You know nothing.
I know nothing now. But yeah.
Yeah. He wants to go back one day and I'm like, kind of into it. I mean, I am into it because, you know, we'll rescue chickens and cats and that will be cute.
You know, space? Even less black people.
Good. No.
Surely one of the selling points.
No. Actually going to make sure that my neighbors are all black. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, that sounds like you've gone too far the
that's
other way.
That's too bad. Oh, God, that's shit. That's
it's
get
a fine,
out.
It's a fine
that's
line to draw. Yeah, it is get out. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, but I'm like far less comfortable out there in the country, in the sticks.
But like, have you?
Scary.
Yeah, because we just were like wedding, you know. Because when you're from the city, you must get married in the country, for some reason.
I disagree.
People
do that.
In
people
my
do
life.
Think that. You're right. You're right.
The upper middle class people I like to call my friends and family insist on being married in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, Barrel, Barrie, Mittagong, that kind of region, and like. You stay in the Airbnb for the weekend because a wedding's not a night anymore. It's a weekend.
It's a weekend now.
And just like I walked my wife to the girl house because for this one, like people stayed separately. It was kind of cute.
Very cute.
It's like, you know, everyone split up, including the couple.
The way it should be, honestly.
I think so. And I had to walk back by myself between the two country houses in the dark and I was fucking bricking it.
Oh my God.
The whole time. I felt like such a pussy. Like, it was like a paved road. It was like maybe 50 meters, but I was
oh my God. Okay, you are a pussy.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
You hear noises. You're like,
you
what's out there?
Noises. Oh,
because all you hear about
spooky.
The country is that freaks are out there.
Yeah,
that
freaks.
Are preying on backpackers
Wolf
and maybe
Creek.
I look like one.
You don't look like a
thank
backpacker.
You. I was searching for that.
I know. I could see it. I could
see it
in your
eyes. My first compliment on the podcast.
God damn. I wish I didn't give in. that sounds nice. You have a lot of weddings to go to?
Dude, I'm at that age, man. I'm 34. Everyone married.
It's actually really lovely. I've had a couple in the last
So are you still in the honeymoon phase of weddings or have you gotten over it?
I'm still in the honeymoon phase. Okay. I'm loving it. And I want another one. I just found a dress, a gown.
A gown?
A gown at Vinny's yesterday for $35. And I bought it because it's like usually a $250 dress. It's I don't know why I just lied about that. It's $170.
You wanted to make it seem like more of a savings.
I wanted to.
I respect it.
Thank you.
You're like, man, I killed it this hard. And you played yourself. Like, I didn't know.
I know. I don't know.
Tell you.
I try to be transparent.
Okay.
You know? I don't
you
know
do
why.
It very well.
Oh, thank you. But I bought the dress and I was like, someone else has got to get married because this is only appropriate to wear to a wedding.
Oh, you didn't buy it for a wedding.
I don't
you
have
bought
any
it
weddings.
In preparation
I have
for
no
a...
more weddings lined
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Except mine. Well, and it's not even, like, there's no ring.
Oh, I was going to be like, you guys are engaged. I didn't realize. Another thing I didn't know about fucking Jacob.
I tried on a ring yesterday. I mean, he wasn't there, but.
At Vinny's as well. Good for you.
No.
Thrifting the whole thing.
No, it's a very fancy ring.
Oh, man. That's different life stages, right? Because, like, you're 20s, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Yeah, but, like, it just, you just start hitting that kind of mid-30s thing and, like, for the last wedding, my wife needed a dress, right?
Yeah.
And so she was looking for like a dress that would make her feel comfortable but still be formal. She was banned by the bride from wearing the dress she usually wears to weddings because she's like a very kind of choosy lady, right?
Well, can you describe the usual dress?
It's black. It's got kind of like a little bit of a floral thing. Got a little bit of like a bit of a slip.
Okay.
It's got like a slip in addition to the regular dress. Like, you know, not showing too much. She's a conservative broad. But like she was like, I can't wear that again. I've worn it to like five weddings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so,
fair.
So she had to buy a new one. Oh. And I love that you're like thrifting, because her thing was like, I found a dress, but mm-hmm. it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm aware of this play.
Yeah.
Like you must know this play.
Yeah.
It's too expensive. How much is it? $900. That's too expensive. We both agree it's too expensive.
Yeah.
I'll keep looking. Fantastic. Okay. I can't find anything. I can't find anything. The wedding's in 3 days. And I'm like, look, if you're going to wear the $900 dress to multiple weddings, like the last one, I guess yeah. it's fine. And she's like, I'll keep looking, but I promise I will wear it to multiple weddings. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 2 days before, I'm like, do you have anything? And she's like, no. And she's just scrolling on her phone at night, just looking out there at every dress
she's
in
trying.
Sydney. Because every other dress is unacceptable.
Oh, of course.
I don't
course.
Realize there's one dress.
God, I want to know what this dress looks like.
It is nice. Yeah? I'm not gonna say it's not nice. But like, yeah, just straight up.
Fuck, man.
I'm just like, buy it, buy the dress, fuck it, I don't care.
You're a good husband.
I mean, look, I say this like I'm a good husband. She earns more money than me. Like, you know. So I don't money. Know why I'm being asked. I don't need to be involved.
No, I get it. I ask Jacob all the time, except I have no idea where to even find a $900 dress. That's something
I've,
else.
I've heard Zimmermann, which is German for room man.
Oh.
That's actually true.
Okay.
I said it as a joke, but it's like actually, yeah, the German word Zimmer means room. There you go.
Room man.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will.
It makes it sound like it shouldn't cost $900.
It really
but it's
does.
Room man.
It really
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I'm wearing room man tonight. How much you pay? $900. You overpaid. Zimmermann, you're like, I guess. It's a nice dress. You look great.
I did call Jacob recently, and I had like I think 8 dresses. I was in Melbourne.
You're in Melbourne.
Every time I'm anywhere else,
8 dresses.
I had 8 dresses
at
in my
the time?
Hand.
At, no, in, your
in
hand.
My hand. Okay. I was at a shop. I had 8 dresses in my hand. Mm-hmm. I called Jacob because anytime I'm anywhere, I don't have much money. That's just a guarantee.
Yeah, 20s. I've been in the 20s. I know what it's all
yeah.
about.
Yeah, I'm almost 30. I got to get it together. But
it'll change just okay. automatically. It has okay. nothing to do with you.
Good. That's
30,
exciting.
That's just a bit more money. But
awesome.
Then...
I mean, wait, do you have to work a job for that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't have
back
a,
myself.
I just have this.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly.
You know, comedian/podcaster is like, man, that's a high tax bracket right mm-hmm. there.
And you married up and that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. But I'm tall, so, you know, it bounces out. But no, like, you just get more. But then you'll yeah. enter a new financial commitment and then you're fucked again.
Oh, like a puppy?
Puppy, house, investment of some kind of description.
I hate it all. Except for the puppy. That
dude,
sounds great.
5 years, I'm telling you. We're gonna be back in this pillow fort, but surrounded by very expensive dresses.
Oh, my God.
And,
okay.
And like, it's going to be part of a wing of some kind of estate because you're in your 30s now and you can afford it. That's how it works.
Wow. I'm yeah, really dude. Excited. Okay. Okay.
I'm
cool.
basically a financial planner. This is all going to come true.
I'm going to play this over and over again to Jacob next time he gives me a hard time about my use of money.
Like, dude, you don't get it. Dan's sitting right here.
He gets it.
He's telling us. Yeah.
Well, no, I did give him a call with 8 dresses in my hand mm-hmm. and I just told him I have 8 dresses in my hand. And he said, honey, put the dresses down and walk out the shop. Just stay on the line. Just stay on the line with me. Keep talking to me. I did it. I walked out and I was like, I can afford dinner. Yeah, it was exciting.
Wait, that was a good result.
It was a great result.
You were happy with the result.
That.
Okay, sorry.
I needed
sorry,
that.
I misunderstood.
No, I do. I mean, I have bipolar and I do think that that's like one of the cheeky side effects of it. Is
okay.
that you will spend your last money on something incredibly frivolous.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. I didn't understand. I thought maybe that was a poor play.
No, I would have loved Jacob if he there. Had said, buy it. And he does. He does sometimes.
Mm. But 8. He's not saying buy all 8.
8 dresses is with no occasion.
No occasion. Yeah. If
no
you had
some, occasion.
If you had 8 weddings coming up, I reckon you could justify 2 dresses. Potentially
no,
3.
No, I mean,
three.
I would be getting 8 separate dresses.
You're not a repeater?
Not to a wedding.
Oh, my God. But
not
these are different people. These
no,
are different
they're always the
circles.
Same people. Okay. I don't know 8 people. I don't have 8 social circles.
You don't have 8 social circles?
No.
Oh,
I've got maybe 4.
Okay. Let's go through your social circles.
Comedy.
Yep.
Music. People.
Music people.
That kind of crossover into high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's like a combine. Music
kind
high
of,
school.
Okay. Kind of. Family.
Family.
Like... my one closest friend from primary school, if he counts as a social circle on his own.
What?
Him
no?
and his girlfriend.
That's not
and their friends.
Oh, you hang out with their friends?
Sometimes. It's happened.
Mate, this is grim. This is a grim read.
This is why I have a podcast
you're reaching
dedicated
for a fourth. You're reaching for a first circle. You're not even the fucking Olympics yet. That's garbage.
No, no, no. This is why we're in the fort, man. Because I have issues.
I'm trying to. But Jacob's family.
Yeah, that's another one. Okay.
Yeah, your family, Jacob's
family.
You're
right, that's two separate group chats, so yeah. That's another social circle.
And then
circle.
Can you count the various comedy scenes, like a Sydney, Melbourne, or Brisbane?
I suppose so. I wouldn't say that I'm remotely ingratiated in Melbourne, but Sydney and
that's two.
I mean, everyone in Brisbane, I left there because I turned them into enemies.
Uh-huh, okay. You know? Well, yeah, probably rule that out. That's not a social circle. That's a death circle. You're in trouble.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love them.
Like, well, I'm just trying to think anyway. Uni?
No. Do I look like a girl who studied anything ever?
I mean, I don't know.
Do I look like a girl who can read, Dan?
Yes. Yes. Oh. I'd be surprised if you made it through the education system.
Thank you.
And you texted me your address and we had a back and forth and that involves reading.
Could have been audio. Very ableist of you actually to assume that.
You're blind. This is where I find this at. That's where I'm in the pillow for. It's just so I don't fall over and hurt myself. It's just a safety issue. Okay. I'm just trying to think of more social circles, like a job, like a past job, like
No. We see it's interesting you bring that up because jobs are always like we're best friends, right?
Mm.
How long's it been since you've worked a job?
Like that isn't.
Yeah,
comedy.
You can't call this a job.
Okay. I mean, the government makes me pay tax on it, so
yeah,
I think it's a job.
Which is ridiculous and criminal.
I used to run trivia until I left Australia. To go to the UK. So end of 2017, I had a job.
It's been a long time.
Okay.
But you think back to the 80s. When you were in a business, when you were in an office.
You can read, but you can barely do math.
No. I imagine you were around, you were a business guy in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Know? Yeah.
Oh, so this is just an imagination thing.
No, this is your life. It's my assumption.
This is garbage. Just a one-year-old businessman.
Okay, that's cute. That's a movie. Cute. I mean,
Boss
that's
Baby.
Boss Baby. Yeah,
that is Boss
okay.
Baby.
Fuck.
Thought of everything.
I've never had an original thought.
It's impossible.
Well, still, you can remember, you know, back in the day, you work at a place and when you're working with people and they're all like, we're best friends. We're best friends. And I can't say that I have held... I have, like, I think two girls that I chat to on Instagram through a previous job.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, I literally got in trouble. And I thought about this today. I was like, I should bring this up. It's a friendship podcast. But I got in trouble at my last real job because when I started, I wouldn't come out to any of the, like, drinks things.
Oh.
Because I'm like... gigging and doing a bunch of stuff and also I don't like to drink a lot and especially I don't know, I'm socially awkward.
yeah you just didn't want to go. That's awesome.
I didn't
want to
go.
You didn't want to go. That's what all of those combined sounds like. It's like, here are some 100%. Four flimsy excuses and one just I didn't want to be there.
Why would
and I'm
I
a grown
go?
Up and I don't have to be
yeah but I got in trouble.
I know what you mean. Like I know what they mean and I know what you mean. I'm trying to think if at jobs, because I had to like organize stuff, because with trivia, I was like in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to like organize the social situation. So if people didn't come, I was kind of like, but it wasn't a big
deal.
Trivia solo job. You're doing your own pub, you're on your
exactly.
own. Yeah, I've never had an office. I've never been in an office ever.
It's bad. It's a bad place.
But you bit of regularity, a bit of structure. You get to see the same people. You get to have an ongoing narrative with their conversations.
Did you hear me when I said bipolar?
That ruins it. That
it doesn't work
it.
Well.
Okay,
I'm such a cunt. I feel so bad.
I think it's okay.
You think so?
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Oh, thank you. I was actually bragging today because I worked with my boss who's a delight and I was bragging that I was in a better mood and therefore was like nicer to talk with to her. I was like, I saw someone else afterwards and he's like, how's work? And I was like, work is walking dogs, by the way.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And I sometimes do it with a lady who organizes the dog walking. So it's not really a boss. It's not your classic job. It's not anything.
It's not a boss,
chill.
It's a pack leader.
Yeah.
Sure. Got it. Yeah, nice.
And so I was just like really impressed with myself that I was giving her full answers and being...
Okay. Oh, you like had a little come home brag to your partner, like, you should send me work today. I was listening.
I was listening. Oh, yeah. I smiled. Wow. I was nice.
Dude, you podcasted them. You did it. You did it live. You did it off the record. Congrats.
That's how rare it is. I feel so bad.
Dude, I like, this is going to out me, but like,
do it.
Mary's grandfather is a very old man.
Mary is your
my
wife.
My wife. Sorry.
Yes. That's okay.
Yeah. A very old man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
90. 4.
Whoa.
I believe. And there were big worries early doors about his liking of me, because he really likes Mary. But I have a moustache, which he thinks means you're gay or ethnic or both. And he doesn't like any of those things, right? So we had to trick him initially. I shaved the moustache.
Oh, wow.
He was like, you got that shit off your face then? Apparently he'd seen a photo. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
But he loves me. I've never had a grandfather. This is my outsourced grandfather. He bloody loves me.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks I'm the best. He thinks I'm handy around the house because I've, you know, implied that I dug a hole at one point.
Ooh.
The other brother-in-law, like the other kind of person, man who married into the family, is legitimately handy.
Yeah.
Hates him.
Oh, my God.
Even though he can actually do things. He's Italian. That's why.
Oh,
but,
no.
Legitimately.
Oh, no.
And he just loves me. And it's because I use podcast listening tactics.
Wow.
On him.
Wow.
I do the eye contact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I lean in. I'm like, that's so interesting. Ask a follow-up question.
Yeah.
And laugh more than I usually would.
Oh,
and this old man loves it.
That's
loves
awesome.
It. He's like, what a nice guy.
Oh,
and I'm like, mate,
wow.
I know.
Yeah.
This doesn't come naturally.
That's fucking smart.
Dude, you can use it.
That I will. I think I do probably subconsciously, because people often think that I'm nice and I'm like, no, I just try to charm people, you know? And
as
like,
you should.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. I just didn't see the purpose in doing that with my
dude, Jacob's family.
Leader.
Oh,
I think they like me.
Anyway.
I'm in the family chat now.
Wow, huge. How many? How many in the chat?
It's the immediate family only. So it's like six, including me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
But
that's
I mean, Jacob's been in my family group chat for like 2.5 years. So.
Right. You just made
I just made it.
Did he add you or did someone else add
he
you?
He added me.
He
but
added you.
In his defense, he said that they never use it until recently when one of the girls got engaged and it was going off. So he said, I'm bringing Chloe.
One of them got engaged.
His sister.
I think someone might have a wedding coming up.
Oh my God, you're so right. Oh my God.
See, oh my now you God, got the dress for a
so
reason.
This is magical.
Dude, that's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
This is when you're older, you're from the future. You just tell people shit that's going to happen. You know? That's the game. That's how it all works.
I'm going to be rich and I'm going to go to a wedding.
Yeah, dude. And yay. At one point, you're going to buy a $900 dress because there are no other dresses in Australia / the world available. One $900 dress exists.
Oh God, I gotta know about this dress. What did it look like?
I'll off air.
Yeah.
I'll send you a photo.
Oh please.
You could see my wife in the dress.
Oh my God.
Like, that's a room man. That's what that is.
That's really exciting.
Mm.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Happy to do it. So these are the moves on the grandpa. I'll send you a photo of your granddaughter. He's like, I love this guy. He's one of the greats.
Okay, so interesting you bring that up, because I was curious to talk to you about first impressions a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we met in Brisbane.
Correct.
And I was like, this guy's lovely. Do you have any understanding of how you're perceived? I think I struggle with it myself.
Yeah, I think I can't really tell.
Okay.
Like, I think sometimes... Let me put it this way.
Mm.
I think for the people I like, I'm generally liked. But I think the one thing about me is that other people are very like warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not I don't greet well. That's something about me as a person.
That's what I was kind of trying to get to.
Oh, really? I've jumped ahead. Okay. Yeah. Because I think people think I'm like rude, but I'm just really just kind of like, I'm just doing this.
Yeah,
and
it's interesting.
And if you come up and talk to me, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
But I'm fine to just go to work and go home.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Which I find really interesting because I would never consider that anyone ever thought of me like that. And I was talking to Lauren Bonner, who has a similar kind of thing.
Mm.
She's like, yeah, people think that I'm standoffish, but I'm really not. I'm just kind of doing my own thing. Mm. She said, you're a bit like that to me. And I was like, what? I'm just nervous and scared. And I guess, yeah, busy, but like never in a million years would have thought that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get that impression.
Of me?
No, not at all. I wasn't this Chloe, Jesus Christ.
I had booked you for my show, I think. I think that was the first time we met. So that would be insane if I just like was hanging out in the corner not talking to you.
I've had that. Don't worry. I've done enough shows where like sometimes you get
crazy.
Please come do my show. And you're like, cool, yeah, I'll be there. And then like they're just kind of off to the side. And you're like, what the fuck am I doing here?
That's crazy.
But I mean, look, if it's paid. whatever. That's work, sure, fine. Yeah. But sometimes it's like, hey, just do me a favor. And then I get there, I'm like, hey, and they're like, sorry, wait, and just like off, they fuck off. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
You trying to neg me?
Yeah, no. I have had that with a booker once. And it was I was pre-warned about said booker being told. I was told, like, don't worry if they seem like rude or grumpy. It's not you, it's them. Mm. And just keep going. And I did. And then they kind of gave me a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was a power thing though, which is psycho.
Yeah, I mean, but like, and look, I can say this because yeah. I also run a comedy room. But yes. Think of the kind of people who run comedy rooms. These aren't people who've experienced a huge amount of power throughout their lifetime.
Uh-huh.
They're not stepping off the board of a Fortune 500 company and then mm-hmm. running a comedy room. So when they get a little bit of power, they're not very good with it.
Yeah.
It's people who've had power for a long time who are good with power because it's not that intoxicating to them. Mm-hmm. Take it from me, a white guy. But no, like, I think there's like interesting little points in comedy because you tend to get like a big jump
mm-hmm.
in your career like a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not gradual. There's the gradual thing, but then there's like just a couple of big jumps.
Yeah.
And it's interesting watching people handle their big jumps.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of a quote from Denzel Washington.
Tell me.
That he apparently said to Will Smith after he slapped Chris Rock. Because Denzel got in there.
Yeah.
Because it's Denzel. And he is the equalizer.
Yeah.
So he's there to help, right? And he goes up to Will Smith and he's like, be careful when you're at your highest. That's when the devil comes for you.
Ooh.
So like, you know, deep. He was the big dog. He was going to get best actor, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And like, that's when he decided to be a cunt. Like,
yeah, crazy.
Way out of character for his whole existence before that. And yeah, so I definitely, it's interesting watching comedians handle that because, like, you know, I've been gone long enough that like my friends have had little jumps at like various times. And it's interesting of to course. See who it changes, who it doesn't change, when they start chilling again.
All right. Who does it change for the worst? Name
nah,
names.
Not doing it. Never.
Fine.
Never.
But, well, you've certainly had your like share of success. How have you found in such a insular, comparative kind of community, how have you found that your comedy friends have dealt with that?
I mean, like, there's people who are like your colleagues because
yeah.
you're yeah. basically at the same level
yeah.
and you see them really regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So you've kind of got a bit in common because you're just going for the same things, doing the same things, mm-hmm. whatever. There's other people who are like your genuine friends who yep. like you see outside of, you know, nighttime.
Yes.
I think that's one of the craziest things. As a comedian, when you see another comedian during the day for the first time, they look weird.
It's so weird.
It looks wrong. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? This is natural light. Gross.
It's so gross.
Get out of my line of sight. But yeah, there's that. And like those people just kind of regardless of the level thing,
mm-hmm.
I think you tend to kind of just keep up with because like they're your genuine mates. And there are like other people where you just kind of, your careers are in very different places. So yeah. you lose what you had in common in the first yeah. place, which was comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like something you know, it's just, and I've had that with friends. Like they'll kind of drop off and they'll kind of come back because like, you know, they're dealing with TV shit and that's not where
yeah.
I'm at.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, when you're both kind of doing that, then they, you know, you start hanging out again.
Mm. Yeah. 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 Okay.
It's never personal, I think. It's always a great thing to say. That's
a very good point.
But like, yeah. Even like, it's funny because people say it like professionally, right? Like yeah. you don't get something, it's not personal.
Yeah.
But I think even like you just kind of see less of someone for a minute, yeah. it's also not personal.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I definitely have had the problem of personalizing everything. I'm like,
yeah. You're like, why are they replying to me? And it's like, motherfucker, they're busy. And guess what? You're not though. Like, you know, they're
busy.
very busy.
No, it's never a reply thing. It's like I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but I had a couple of friends in Brisbane and like, it's not a big deal. I have a lovely podcast and I have a growing audience and it's very exciting. But in the last 12 months, it's like been, you know, building and it's like a little thing for me and it's great. Not a fucking word from them. Not a mention of it. Not a single thing. Hey, Chloe, cool podcast. And I'm like, what? That's me.
not even a cheeky DM slide, like not necessarily like a share, but just like a hey, good on ya.
Nothing.
Nothing. Or like an in-person, nothing. Like, man, the going well on the gram, the pod's getting some views, good on you.
Nothing.
Oh, well.
I know. See, so sometimes I'm like, oh, I shouldn't personalize things, but sometimes I'm like, I am right. I've been slighted. I should start a fight.
Yeah, I think everything about me is just the sheer avoidance mm-hmm. of like some kind of like public thing.
Because
I'm like, A, there is nothing lamer than comedians disagreeing publicly. Like, we're lame people. There's never going to be mm-hmm. a fight. And if there is, it's not going to be good because we've all got like no hand-eye coordination or muscle mass, right? It's shit.
I mean, I did MMA as a kid.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Things I don't know. Strong. I don't know anything very about strong. Fucking anybody. That's what I'm learning about this podcast. I thought I knew some stuff about you as well. Well, guess not. But yeah, just like, I don't know. Like, any kind of public thing. Like, I've seen it a couple of times. Like, there's like a comment thread and people are piling in.
God,
and I'm like,
this
is the lamest shit.
It's awful.
You're like an aunt about the vaccine now, regardless of your position. You know what I mean? Just by joining it, you're now part of it. And being part of it is the worst.
That's so true. Mm. That's wise words.
Mate, older. That's all I got. Age.
It's not much older either. So what?
It comes at you fast. I'm telling you. In 5 years, you're going to be in this pillow fort with new pillows talking to a younger comedian saying the same thing.
I do need to get new pillows, actually. It's a very good point.
I wasn't criticizing.
No.
How has that been the result of this? I didn't get new pillows. Thanks for mentioning it, Dan.
I didn't take it.
What are you saying? They're not fluffed enough?
I didn't take it as a criticism, I swear. No, that is really good advice. Something about personalizing stuff. I was going to say something, but I've forgotten.
We can pause. We can edit out the silence.
I refuse. These listeners can hear it all. They can hear me say
it. I apologize. I apologize for
say 17 words.
Allowing you time to gather yourself. I'm a real piece of shit.
I don't think it's coming back to me anyways. That's true. It's fine. It's cool.
We'll get there.
It's cool. I was just gonna say that there's never been any kind of thing with like your friends. See, that was the thing where I was saying 17 words until I figure out what I was getting to. But
that's
I figured
fine.
Out what I was getting to. Okay.
Perfect.
So recently on the podcast, I spoke with Beck Charwood.
Yes.
About a tactic that I had used when it came to kind of these weird intersections of colleagues and friends, like the weird world of comedy. You know, we are friends and whatever, especially with social media, and how you can compare yourself and all of that. And how unhealthy that can be. And I was saying that I just remembered a tactic that I do, which is that I sometimes mute people even though I love them.
Oh, so you don't see what they're doing.
Yeah, and even though I love them. And I remembered this because someone had posted something and I hadn't seen it. And then I had to go find them. And I was like, oh, why didn't I see that? I was like, oh, because I muted them, which is crazy. And I wanted to know if that... because Beck completely related. She was like 100% do this all the time. I want to know if that is a inherently girly thing to do.
Look, felt it. I don't think I know how to mute someone on Instagram. Like, I don't think I've ever done it on a I could figure it out. Don't get me wrong.
It's a generational difference at this point.
Yeah. I could figure it out. Don't get me wrong. I'm good at Googling too. But I haven't done it. Like, there's definitely some people that like kind of annoy you. I think if you're ever annoyed at someone, I think it's probably because they make you feel lazy. and so to be annoyed is kind of silly.
It's not annoyed.
What is it?
This is why I think it's a girly thing is because it's mostly, God, she's so beautiful. God, I wish I was more beautiful. That's a big part of it.
That's not an issue with male comedians. They're pretty gross across the board.
That's a good point. You're on the handsome end of the spectrum.
I'm not packing anything impressive, but comparatively, wow, good for me.
You are a movie star.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great point.
In standard definition, in HD, I'm a fucking monster gargoyle, but you know, in the old days it would have been fun.
Totally. But it's that, and it's like, it's also, it's not annoyed, it's never annoyed, it's just like, that's I guess you're right, there is definitely some truth to what you're saying. There is a part of me that is being defensive because I'm like, why didn't I get that? And then it's inherently like because I feel lazy or something, but it's just comparing of all sorts.
Like, I don't know. I know the feeling. Mm. I think the social media thing is very unhealthy. I mean, don't even get me started on social media as a whole, especially on this beautiful platform. but like, yeah, I do get it. But like, it's inherently competitive, and like, some people are going to get things before you get them.
Oh, totally.
Some people are going to get things they don't deserve. You're going to get things you don't deserve. Like, it's just going to... AIDS. And like,
sorry.
who deserves AIDS, Chloe? Let's name three people who deserve AIDS.
Okay, ready? No, that's bad. Yeah. No one deserves AIDS.
There we go.
I'm going to say that down the barrel. No one deserves AIDS.
I agree with this statement.
No, you think it's, you said earlier that it was like.
Whoa, Jesus. I would never narrow it down like that. What about drug addicts? Jesus, I hope you do edit some of this.
I can bleep things.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, you will get frustrated sometimes, and like, sometimes people will get like a kind of massive growth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, whoa. But then, honestly, man, this fucking pillow fort works, dude. I would never be this sincere outside of this. It's fucking clever.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, basically what I do now is when there's like someone gets something like big, or like, you know, a huge spike in social media followers, mm-hmm. or start selling a bunch of tickets,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, how did they get that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did they do? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then I can't be jealous.
I love that.
Mm.
Fucking smart. Just really, like, really smart.
You know, it's just like, yeah, just... Hamo,
yeah,
is a good mutual friend, Andrew Hamilton.
Yes,
he's doing those Alpha Bro videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Alpha Bro content.
I have no That's idea not in my algorithm.
I'm like, I enjoy them.
Yeah,
but I'm like, hey Dan, are you going to sit there and like talk about your circle and your triangle and whatever the fuck? And I'm like, not really.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad for Hamo.
Yeah,
I'm glad someone's doing it, because I enjoy consuming it, and because he does it, now I get to see it.
Yeah,
I just didn't get any fucking Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't, that's not in my algorithm. Totally.
I think it's another thing with seeing like, oh, if that's something that I would want to do, is, or how did they get it? The how did they get it part comes down to largely them being who they are, the life that they've had, the experiences that they've had. And I'm going to say maybe 100% of the time, I don't want to have lived anyone else's life.
Yeah.
Like, man, my life rules. I've got a sweet ass kitten. It's great.
That's awesome.
Sexy boyfriend, like, whew, it's all good stuff. It's just like you really can't be comparing that much.
Yeah, you know? And I mean, it's like the one, I guess, for me is like the I'll, you know, kind of look at going overseas again.
Yeah,
right. Like, because the UK was really great for me. That's also was helpful, I think, with like kind of relationships with colleagues and whatever.
Yeah,
because I just fit in there a lot better than I fit in Australia.
Yeah, right.
Kind of immediately.
Yeah.
For reasons I don't understand, it all just made sense over there. Over here, it's always been a bit different. But
weird.
Like, obviously having a wife and trying to have a kid and all that kind of stuff,
ooh.
It just means that we're, you know, a bit more stationary, a bit less mobile. And I'm just like, yeah, but I do want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen the people who, like, don't have the thing at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're at gigs every night. So they're, like, just kind of out and about. And I'm like, yeah, you are getting up more. But I don't think I want that.
Yeah.
So that's chill.
Yeah. There becomes a point where you lose touch with reality as well. And then you've got nothing to talk about, right?
Yeah. Because you're just kind of there all the time. Yeah. But like, I totally get it.
All these stories are about gigs.
Yeah. I totally get it. Because like, if my just empty home and I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to be out.
Oh, totally.
At open mics with people I know. Totally. My colleagues. Totally. Friends.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I don't think you need to necessarily have a wife or like child, like a partner or a child.
No, no, no. You don't need to have those things. Otherwise, you should be working.
Okay. I refuse to have a child. It's not happening. No, I don't think you need a partner or a child to be the thing, but like another thing outside of comedy, you know?
Yeah, is healthy.
Very
is nice.
Healthy.
I mean, I'm still at the moment just trying to figure out like a way to kind of switch off, because I'm very like just kind of working all the time.
Yeah.
Or like relationship or dog. We got a dog.
Ooh, haven't Love tried heroin?
Dog. Haven't tried heroin. Actually, I have accidentally one time. We thought it was ketamine, but I'm pretty sure it was heroin.
In England?
Yes.
Of course.
Scotland. Felt really good.
Of course.
Felt really good.
Yeah, I bet.
Unintentional. You know, the same way that everyone in Australia, like, they're like, I'd never do ice. You have. You bought
You've
bad
done
pills
it.
One time.
It's they, happened.
It was in there.
Oh,
it was just a bit
so
of shard
precious.
In your fucking green mitsies or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. But you, why can't you shut off? That's annoying. Can you try?
Well, I'm looking for a thing.
Right.
Like, let me put it this way. I used to go to internet cafes as a teenager to play Counter Strike and Defense of the Ancients.
Awesome.
Right?
Get back into that.
Well, I've been planning to go to the internet cafe for just like a few hours on my own to just play for 4 years. Never been.
Oh.
Not once.
Okay.
I drive past and I'm like, maybe that's the guy. Maybe that's my time. And I like, you know, get home and I got like, take the dog for a walk, hang out with Mary because like I'm on the road a lot. I'm like, ah, fuck the internet cafe.
Hang on.
Mm.
You're a 34-year-old man with,
correct,
I assume, a laptop.
Yeah.
Could you not play the game?
It's not the same.
Oh, okay.
I want to be in the space. I want to be me, some Koreans, an energy drink. You know, that's what I'm looking. I want to be in Hurstville, damn it.
You want to be a kid.
Yeah, I just want to have the escape thing. But we went on holiday the other week.
Yeah.
That was wild. Because usually
it?
I work on my holiday.
Yeah, like, I was going to say.
I'm doing something. I did 3 gigs, which for me is not many.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, just in case the ATO is listening, it wasn't a holiday. It was a work trip. Everything was expensed. Thank you. I took meetings during the day.
Of course.
Of course.
No, I can't imagine. I have not done a not working holiday in maybe 12 years.
Like, dude, it's
good.
I can't
imagine.
You get to the point where you're just like, what if I just sat? Like, there's just an age you reach.
Yeah.
Where like when you're in your 20s and people go to Fiji, you're like, why the fuck are you going to Fiji?
Crazy.
And you're just hitting there and you're like, all inclusive?
Oh.
I just have to sit on a beach. There's a buffet. What do I have to do? Nothing.
Makes no sense.
I'm not going to say you'll get there. Maybe you won't. But
no, I would like to. I'd love to have a little rest. I'd love
to
close
rest.
My eyes. That sounds pretty good. I'm so fucking tired.
Dude, someone will build the pillow fort for you.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's moving
a local,
up in the world.
A local will sort out the pillow fort. You just turn up.
Okay, well, I'm excited.
Dude, it's crazy. It is crazy.
You mentioned Andrew Hamilton earlier.
Yes.
Now, he and you and the lovely Tom Whitcomb have a podcast together.
Yeah.
Called The Flog Cabin or Flog Cabin?
Just Flog Cabin.
Just Flog Cabin.
No, The. Just Flog Cabin.
How did this come about? Because I got to be honest with you, and I'm not alone in this. A few of us, we were like, when are these boys hanging out? We didn't know about this.
Well, this is the way I like to keep it. I don't like anyone to know who I hang out with at any time. Because then they want to hang out with me too. And I'd hate that.
Oh, of course.
It's very funny. Whenever anyone like asks me for help or whatever, and I give them help, I'm like, don't tell anyone.
Oh my God.
And they're we know Dan. And I'm like, okay.
You're so funny. You're pretending to be tougher than you are, but you're very sweet. You've always been very sweet to me.
Look, I try. Don't tell anyone.
Oh,
what are you going to put this fucking thing out?
Fuck.
I thought it was just a chat. I just like holding a microphone. It makes me feel comfortable. But no, it was just funny because like, I did a tour of the UK last year, and I did a bunch of the podcasts there, like for mates from over there that have like been quite successful. And I just kind of looked at podcasts and I was like, because in my head, I think just because of Australian radio, I still have a radio in my car. I don't have an aux. So I just have to I have to take in the radio on a regular basis.
I mean,
thought that a podcast / radio show is about three somewhat different opinions, you know, like the age old. This is how you get the best conversation ever, Chloe. You want to know? There's
Tell
a secret.
Me. Tell me.
You get an ex rugby league / AFL player.
Okay.
You get a comedian.
Okay.
And a chick from a reality TV
oh
show.
Oh my God.
And then you make them hang out from 6 till 9 every day and don't say their full names at any point. Because who has time for that? So that's how you do it.
It's a good recipe. It works.
It works. It's cooking. But anyway, so I always thought that. And then in the UK, I realized like, no, actually for podcasts, I think people want like similar people hanging out. Cause like it's a bit more niche, you know, you find the one that you like and you just stick with that.
Totally.
And so I looked around Sydney comedy. Tom's been on tour with me before.
Yep.
Tom Whitcomb. I was like, all right, this is a private school white fella.
Awesome.
This is what we're looking for. He's from Sydney,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I was like, wait a second. Hamo's a bloody private school piece of shit as well.
Yes, he is.
He just went to prison and got tat, so he tries to trick people.
I know.
But his parents are just as wealthy as ours. He knows about Head of the River. He's on top of it. And I also wanted it to be Sydney people, and they're both from Sydney, because I feel like Sydney, even with radio, it's like heaps of people like kind of flown up here from like Melbourne or whatever, or it's like a national broadcast. So like they're based in Melbourne, but like they talk to Sydney. And I'm like, we're the fucking biggest one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
why, like, and Sydney is like kind of an interesting place because it's got its weird little areas, like, yeah, as you would have known now, like, you know, that bit doesn't go to that bit, and mm-hmm, like the Shire doesn't want them coming here, but they go there because it's the only beach with a train, and
yep,
they're from Western Sydney, so they can't afford a car, so they get the fucking train to the beach there. Bondi did well, they made it a bus, everyone hates those, so no one goes. But you see, like, there's kind of specific Sydney
yes,
things.
Yes, definitely.
And I was like, I reckon this could be a conversation people want to listen to. And yeah, we gave it a go. Like, I basically pitched it. I was just like, I reckon this will be good.
That's awesome.
And then the other thing was, I wanted to start a podcast because, you know, I've just been touring so much.
Yeah.
I'd like a way to be able to consume me talking without me having to go to them.
Yeah, very smart.
So thank you for having me.
Oh my God, of course. Of course the people will be thrilled.
Yes.
No, and it makes sense if you're trying to have a baby and you're going to be a bit more stationary.
Exactly.
Very smart. Discovering it. Podcasting in 2024.
Has just like a straight guy. As well. What are you talking about, this genre?
Hang on.
Where's this
I
been?
I want two more straight guys. Thank you.
I need three straights. We're going to form a triangle.
But so you toured with Tom before, but had you hung out with Hamo much?
We became friends in Melbourne this year.
Okay.
Had a couple of drinks.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Apologize.
Thank you.
2023. Hung out. I liked him. He's a good hang, Andrew Hamilton.
He is.
You know, we ate $3 tacos from Guzman and Gomez at Swanson Street in the gutter. Beautiful. At about 3 a.m.
Ooh.
The best snack in Australia, the $3 taco from Guzman and Gomez.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're so fucking
finally,
so
someone
fucking good.
Who knows about this.
People
thank
don't
God.
Agree?
People don't know, I think.
Oh, my God.
Literally, $3.
Get the word out there.
That's less than a coffee for a fucking taco, like a hard shell
it's
beef
so
mince, like divorced dad special yeah. taco. Yeah. $3.
Probably a good 10 grams of protein in there.
See, I don't
Three
know.
$3.
Do you want to, I mean, like the fitness equipment is covered up by the pillow fort.
Yeah.
Are you one of those? Do you know about macros? I know nothing.
Yeah. Oh, no. My show this year is called Hot Girl Stuff, Disordered Eating and Crippling Self-Hate. So, yeah.
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 Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're on it.
Yeah.
cheeky plug. Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Check it out.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, so we just kind of hung out there. I went to see his show. I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
My wife approved, which is always a good, if my wife watches his stuff and she's like, he's good. I'm
okay.
like, all right, this okay. means... She's a good judge.
That's great.
Mm. So I was like, yeah, cool. Let's see how it goes. And yeah, it was just fun. It was just like
cute
from the first one. It was just fun to do. And I'd done a solo podcast.
Yeah.
Which sucked. I'll be the first to admit it. But I got rid of it. And people were like, when's it coming back? And I'm like,
oh
who
God.
Wanted this?
Oh
I didn't
God.
Want it. I put out episodes like occasionally. It was garbage. It sucks. You can look it up. It's horrible.
I will.
But like, yeah. But then, like, with more people, it's a lot more fun.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you...
I've tried soloing just for Patreon stuff. And yeah, it's... I mean, I had fun because I had listener emails and stuff to go through.
It's
but
hard to respond to it.
It's very different.
Yeah. And you got to laugh at yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
you can't
I'm
just,
pretty
you,
good at that.
You can't just monologue it. You can't just fucking straight out down the barrel.
No. You gotta go, ah-ha-ha.
And then they're like, why are you
silly.
Laughing at your own joke? You're like, because I'm just trying to create... an atmosphere of fun.
Just trying to make a vibe.
On my own. As an only child, you think I would have nailed it.
Oh, you're an only child. Freak.
Yeah, dude, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Mm.
It does make a lot of sense,
okay.
actually.
Okay.
No, you just
I'll
seem
note, I'll
independent.
Note this down.
You seem independent and exactly what we were talking about before with the first impressions. You're like very comfortable on your own, you know.
This is very impressive backpedaling. Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Compliment. Am I safe? Am I out? Did I make it? Yeah.
Would you consider them compliments? They're just facts.
Very smooth.
Very smooth.
Very smooth.
Very, very smooth. Very cool, though, that you still, I don't think you knew Hamo that well.
No.
And you get to know each other on the pod.
And also, he did some opening for me last year as well.
Mm.
So, in the car.
Mm. Boys only opening? Boys,
no. Canberra this year, Summer Aya.
Okay.
Did open for my... what's it called? It was the Encore show in Canberra.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. In UK, yeah, my mate Andrea Hubert, she
nice.
Opened for me in London both nights. It's just, you know, whoever's around.
I hear you.
Because it's very important for people to know. I pay very poorly.
Yeah,
and the shows
right.
aren't that well attended. So there's not really anything in it. Only men would subject themselves to these conditions.
You'd be
Chicks
surprised.
Would be like, fuck that. This is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, some chicks, you got to get an extra room. I mean, most I'd say. Some people are weird.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's,
yeah.
It's a whole thing.
The sharing the room thing. Yeah, God. Separate rooms. It's a pinnacle I'd one day like to reach. was just like,
I believe in you.
One of them actually, I stayed in this like weird resort thing with Hammo, like, you know, resort, like as in like fancy caravan park resort.
Beautiful.
And the reason I stayed in it is because one of the rooms had bunk beds and I wanted to remind him of prison.
There was another way that you could have reminded him of prison. A little bit more intimate.
Whoa. How
I think
dare
that
you?
You're familiar if your mustache says anything.
Okay. Helpful. I mean, I'm not trying to get HR involved, you know? This was just straight up bullying. Like, there was nothing inappropriate. I just wanted him to work on it.
We have to play some sleepover games now.
Oh, okay.
That's a part of the pod. It's a part of the charm, really.
Sure.
It's my way of tricking my guests into becoming my best friends.
Sure. How have they gone so far?
The sleepover games?
The best friendship.
I tell you, honestly, so good. Last week's guests, we've had like a few DMs back and forth.
Really?
Yeah.
Massive.
It's huge.
That is big.
She's replying to my stories. I'm like, okay. I love you. It's really exciting. I gotta not be too excited. Shut up.
I liked it. I was laughing. It was fun. It was cute.
I'm sorry. I'm vulnerable. I'm transparent.
Yeah, these are all things I was raised not to be. Are you serious? I haven't made eye contact with my dad yet. One day.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
My family loves me.
Do they?
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, don't be so surprised.
No, just like, I assume mine do, but to tell your kid that?
No. See, my family.
What are wedding speeches for?
My family went too hard on it, though, because my siblings and I, we are like, if we have partners, luckily now we're all pretty sorted. We've all got great partners, but if in the past we've had partners that don't say that they love us every time they leave a room, we're like sick with anxiety. Like, what have I done? What have I done?
Oh, I thought the parents were like, what happened? Is there some kind of incident? Is there a fight?
No. It's just that the parents
just
told
so
us
much.
So many times that they love us that we now need to hear it all the time.
Fascinating.
It is.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I say it. I say the I love yous to the parents. You know, the mum is a regular reciprocator. Dad is, you know, 50-50. Sometimes just like, great. Hang up. You know,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Boys rule. All right. Let's play this game.
Yes.
The first game is Would You Rather?
Sure.
You familiar?
I'm aware.
Wonderful. Would you rather all of your hair fall out or never be allowed to wear a tracksuit ever again?
Oh, okay. The tracksuit. I was going to say, did you appreciate...
I really appreciate the look. This is so cute. Did you have that shirt made?
No, this is a proper Adidas shirt that my friend bought for me. And I'm like, oh my God, I can dress as my shirt. that's very rare.
It's awesome.
Okay. All hair fall out, never an Adidas tracksuit again.
Yes.
Or is it just tracksuit?
Any tracksuit. Because I know that you've got your tracksuit as well. And
that's
I suppose
true.
I should say to the listeners, the few who don't know who you are... that Dan does wear a tracksuit every day of his life.
Every day of my life.
24 hours a day.
It's like Squid Game over in my place.
No, but like...
A lot of Koreans. Heaps.
It's all gigs, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do like wear them... Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
I recently bought like a nice one.
Yeah.
It was the one I wore for the Opera House show. It's like a brown one, but it's nice. It's a nice Adidas track. Like... Nice. Like, it cost more than the dress, all right? Like, it was...
Whoa!
Yeah.
I want a picture of that too, please.
Yeah, of course.
God, I love clothes.
Yeah, very... Yeah, it was like an Adidas collab. Wow. It was like just real, like the materials. Like
collab
ooh.
With who?
Wales Bonner.
Okay.
Some kind of upcoming designer. I'm not really into designer stuff, but I saw it and my wife was like, get it. Come on, you never buy anything.
Yeah.
It was just true. And I was like, fuck it, got it. And I was like, fuck, this is nice.
That's awesome.
You know? And like, so yeah, oof. Any tracksuit. But the point I was making was that I'll wear that out.
Yeah.
To like nice. Like we went to like a fancy kind of dinner for like my mate's wedding present thing. Mm-hmm. And I wore tracksuit bottoms. And they were like, what the fuck?
I mean, that's pretty fine in Sydney.
I think so.
Yeah.
If it's nice. If you look. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, basically it's not just on stage. Like I'm just phasing jeans out.
Yeah.
You know, I've still got these bald spots on my calves from jeans.
What?
Oh, okay. Oh,
how,
my God.
Why?
This is how old I'm. Fucking look at that. That leg's dead.
Oh,
so look
God.
At that. See? Little bald spot. Because of skinny jeans at university just rubbing the hair.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a reason to bring skinny jeans back.
Oh. I got to like reassemble myself into the cross.
Jesus.
Just aching. Aching. This is where the wisdom hangs out in your knees. There's no tendons anymore.
No, we have to mandatory stretching before the podcast.
Couple of platitudes. Yeah, God. The podcast is going to be over. I'm going to take 10 minutes to get off the fucking ground.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please don't sue me.
That's okay. Not at all. I'll get there. Look, let me put it this way.
Yep.
I think I could rebrand without a tracksuit. I think I could find something else as comfortable and as easy, because like that's what I love, the not thinking about it.
Yeah.
But going completely bald, like, I mean, I think I'm going a little bit, but like going completely bald, like I would just look like an old-timey strong man without the muscles. And I don't think that's good.
Yeah, wow.
I think I'd look like that, or like Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. Like, yeah. It's not.
Actually, that is a pretty good look.
It's just, I think it's a bit rough. Now this leg's woken up, so it's got to move.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So high maintenance. I love how much thought you put into that and how much hesitation there was, and it wasn't immediately just, obviously the tracksuits are going.
Yeah.
They're on equal levels, hair and your tracksuits.
I like the tracksuits.
It's awesome.
Man.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Just makes life easy. Like, imagine going to work, you got a uniform, you're good. And it's comfy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, you know,
right.
You know how physical I am on stage. Like, I'm bouncing around.
Oh, you're doing
it's
kicks.
Really handy.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, my big backflip closer is going well.
I've been buying a lot of the same things. Like, I've got these pair of, they're like comfy kind of leggings, but they're flare pants, and they go with just everything. And I've been wearing them as like a
but isn't
uniform.
It good?
It's
like, I got a gig tonight,
good.
And you just put it on. There's no, on. Like, you're thinking about the gig. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about how to get there. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about how to afford a house in this current climate instead of your pants.
Would never try to buy a house. It sounds fucking boring.
Dude, in 3 years' time, you're going to love it. You're going to be straight there. Part of the future. Future Chloe.
I hate it. The only reason a house is good is for... What did you say?
Future Chloe's going to be just like, oh my God, my knee. I was like, man, I'm doing so well in this like cross leg sit. I'm like, I must be more flexible and fit than I thought I was. And I'm like, oh no, just like I lost feeling. And now that the blood's moving again, it's just agony, like on every joint.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Am I the first person? Like, I just thought there must have been other people that just can't.
No, there have been.
Like, just
there
like
have
their
been.
Waist
it's crazy.
Are fucked. Yeah.
Cameron James was like, so how are you doing this? Pointing to me sitting cross legged, and I was like, just sitting cross-legged. And he's like, so you're using your core? And I was like, no.
Using
I'm just
core?
Sitting on my ass. What are you talking about?
It's he's like, yeah, like a proper way to do it. Oh, my God. I've gone the other way around. Oh, no, it's a horror show. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
We've got more games to play.
Am I going to make it?
I don't know.
This
I'm worried.
Like the decathlon. I'm making it up to like 7 events being like, fuck the sprinting. I'm out.
All right, little brag. Another would you rather?
Yes.
This one I think is pretty hard.
Okay.
So just like prep yourself. Would you rather die or be British?
Die or be British?
I'm to my wonderful fans in the UK. I am so sorry for this ongoing bit.
Do they
bit.
Write these?
No.
Oh,
I
is it just every
this
week
is
this
from
one?
My mind. No,
this
no, that's
mind.
Not. No,
okay.
No. I just have an ongoing thing where I keep making fun of British people, and I feel bad.
Well, look. I'm going to be British.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, we're pretty bloody close.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
You just said how much you loved it.
Yeah, I had a great time over there.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Crazy. Do you know that once you become British, you lose half your teeth?
Do you? Then I get some sick veneers.
Oh, I want veneers, but I'm so scared.
I could have those Al Del Benny chompers.
I'm so scared.
Those LA bad boys.
I'm so scared that... Because you just got little nubs underneath them.
Dude, the nubs are weird, right? I didn't know
freaky.
About the nubs.
No, the nubs are horrific. But I don't think I could live with myself knowing that... Like, especially if I, like, you know, partied and took some hallucinogens one day or something, and then it just got into my brain
did
that
have
I
nubs?
Have nubs.
I've got to set the nubs free! And then you just say, just chewing gravel. Yeah.
Ooh,
tough.
Rough.
I just don't like... What I don't like about the veneers...
Yeah.
Is the uniformity...
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone just has the same teeth.
Not anymore. They're getting better. You have fantastic teeth, though. I can't help but notice that on the topic of this.
Look,
what the fuck?
Honestly, my wife has really good teeth, so I don't find mine that impressive at all.
Wow.
But thank you very much. It's a good compliment.
No, that's messed up. I want to punch them out.
Want to punch out my teeth?
Yeah.
Take them for my
I'm
own.
I'm jealous.
No little nubs here.
You couldn't possibly, you wouldn't be, they wouldn't take you for veneers. They'd be like, no, you're sorted. You're fine.
I don't believe the kind of people who do veneers have ever said no.
Wow.
I don't think plastic surgeons are like, you don't need it.
That's not true. I saw on the new Sex and the City TV show that one of the doctors said no to one of the people.
In that documentary? What's it called? And now something.
And just like that?
And just like that. And just like that, a lie was born. Yeah, my wife watches that show. I've watched a bit of it. The comedian character is pretty painful, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Bobby Lee's in it. And
yes, Bobby Lee's there. Yeah.
Before I watched it, I had listened to Tiger Belly, and I think I recall hearing him talking about this project he's working on and how they have a comedian and how it's really painful to watch. And now seeing it, I'm like, oh, this is rough.
It's just weird because, like, the OG Sex and the City is great.
Oh, fantastic.
Like, it's really excellent. And this is just so rough.
Well, okay, I have opinions.
Do you like it?
I have opinions. So here's the thing is I watched the OG Sex and the City for the first time and then like recently and then just watched the movies and then watched the new show. So there was no time in between.
Oh, you like binge the whole, there was no waiting.
I mean, there were. I did work and, you know.
Yeah, but like there wasn't like years. There wasn't like,
none of that. And I think all of that waiting actually creates this like falsehood and this contrarian kind of position when it comes out, because like most people who are fans of anything, when a new version of that thing comes out, they're like, it's not the same, you know?
Yes.
And I watched it all and it's honestly quite fucking similar. It's
I know,
but I will say there is a lot of like virtue signaling to a degree, a bit of like, this is wokeness and this is, it explains very dumbed down, but I did discuss this with my mother. I was like...
With your mum?
With my mum.
In the group chat?
No, on the phone call.
On the phone,
on the
nice.
Phone. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we're close. I said, because she was like, it's crazy. They made me feel like they thought I was an idiot watching this. And I said, you got to remember, Ma, she is the target demo. She was the target demo of the original. So she would be the age of most of the people that they were trying to get back in, right? Because it's the fans. I said, she's 55. Fuck, she's probably not gonna. I will bleep that out.
That's what you're gonna bleep out of all the things.
I'll bleep that.
Yes.
She was like, she's that age, and most of the people around that age aren't as clicked, like switched on with this sort of stuff,
sure,
as she is. And I was like, I do think that there was a part of it that the writers had to kind of explain. Hey guys, this is what trans is. This is what non-binary is. And it feels a little dumb. It feels a little bit like, what do you think? We're idiots? But it only really lasts for the first little bit of introducing things and people and notions and nuances and all of this. And then it's just regular. I swear.
My response.
Yes.
On behalf of 55-year-old bigots. I get that. It's just like, but I think... The show received a lot of criticism after its release.
Yes.
And during that gap about like how wide it was and all that kind of shit. And so,
yes.
So the people working on it are like, hey, let's just do a little rewrite of history there.
Yes.
And just put heaps of people of color and everything in there. It's like, wasn't it always like this? Isn't this great? There's nothing wrong with us.
I don't know, because they actually really acknowledge it. Like one of the girls is going to have dinner with her black friend and her, she invites all of her friends and then she's like, fuck, all of my friends are white. Like they call it out. I really don't think it's as bad as the critics think. I don't know. And also in the olden episodes, there are a couple of people who aren't white.
Yeah, you know, like waiters and background actors and, you know. People specifically in the storyline because they're black or whatever. So I was with a black guy, said Samantha again. I'm just kidding. It was one time.
It was one time.
Yeah.
There was one guy.
Yeah. Anyway. But look. We don't need to go down that rabbit hole.
I'd
prefer
that
to be British than dead. Look, I mean, I don't think there's anything more off-brand than me talking about Sex in the City.
Really?
I'll tell you, if you're thinking about listening to Flog Cabin, not a lot of discussion of Carrie and the girls. Oh
no.
My God, Hammer, you're such a Charlotte.
Oh
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah, but look, I think people contain layers and they can want to listen to this and also flog cabin, okay?
They can. I'm saying they can.
They can. They think.
You should see our pillow fort.
No. For some reason, all I could imagine was a smell.
In the cabin? Yeah, we get pretty flogged up in the cabin. There's a musk.
I don't know what that means and I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. We got to get rolling. I've got another game.
Yes.
It's called Bend or Snap.
Bend or Snap. Is that from Legally Blonde?
No.
No? Okay.
Maybe. I don't remember what it was originally called and that's just what I called it.
Okay.
But it could have been the original name.
I just remember
that
thing when they pick up the thing.
I know what you're talking about.
This is a different thing.
It's a different
Well, then no is the answer. I was just asking.
You know what? I don't have a very well-functioning brain.
You're doing really well.
Thank you.
This has been fluid. Thank you. You know?
It's hot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bend or Snap is a game where I say, if your friend did this thing, would you bend? Would your friendship bend? Would you be flexible? Or would it snap?
Okay. I'm with you now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, bend or snap if your friend doesn't like your dog.
Ooh. Well, I do have one friend who doesn't like the dog. But like it's not like he doesn't like my dog. He doesn't like dogs.
Yeah, that's better.
He's like eye contact avoiding, you know.
Is he gay?
No, just spectrum-y.
Okay. There's no conflation there. I just want the listeners
to know. Sorry, yeah. That wasn't like, no, he's the next thing. But no, he's just a bit spectrumy, and like a dog is like too kind of warm and at him and loud and messy, and he's like, I don't want to be part of this. And I'm like, that's fine, that's fine. So definitely bend.
Okay.
But
what if it wasn't someone who doesn't like dogs? They like dogs, and they just don't like your dog.
I mean, Dottie is adorable, and like if you like other dogs and not her, you're kind of a fuckhead. I'll give you the point if you don't like her because she's like a labradoodle. And so, like, you know, not a rescue in any way, shape, or form. And, like, not a real dog.
You can have beliefs about, like, moral beliefs about rescuing and stuff. But you don't dislike the dogs who are pure breeds.
I could see that argument. That's fucked. Just like, this is a designer dog. You're a piece of shit. And I'd be like, fair enough. But, like, don't take it out on the dog. Take it out on me.
Exactly.
Take it out on us. My wife's allergic to dogs. She wanted a dog. They invented a dog for that.
I know.
It's just like that watermelon sour beer. It's like, hey, do you want a beer? I don't like beer. Here's this from Grifter. You know?
Yeah.
Just drink a fucking cider. Who cares? Or do you drink watermelon sour?
No. I would never. There's so much sugar.
Wow. You've got like those like nutritional information.
No, it's so... I mean, did you not notice when I offered you a Diet Coke or a No Sugar Fanta?
Well, look, the only thing about the No Sugar Fanta, I was like, raspberry. That's a twist. I thought it was going to be orange.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm really enjoying
it. It's yummy,
it's really
right?
Nice, yeah.
It's so yummy and addictive.
Dude. Well, no, yeah. I just in my head, it's like, man, Dragon Ball Z, does that reference mean anything to you? Yeah, like, you know, the power reader. Like, there's just certain people with dieting. It's just like the number is just there.
Yep.
Just like they see it. It's like...
Like
they just break it down into its components. And I'm like, fuck. I didn't know juice contained sugar until late last year.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea. I was drinking it every day, Jesus Christ, thinking I was being healthy. Like half a liter a day.
Oh, my God. What kind of juice?
Nudie, the apple carrot ginger one.
Oh,
so it's like a better
terrible
juice, but
yeah,
it's like crazy sugar.
Yeah.
And then all my people, like the health people, like, you got a really high blood sugar.
Oh.
And I'm like... But I'm really healthy. I drink all this juice. And they're like, you're an idiot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy. Yeah, look, I wish it didn't consume so much of my thought. I imagine I would be a far smarter person if that was the case.
I find it very impressive.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, probably, you know.
It's a problem. Yep. Okay. Another bend or snap.
Okay.
Bend or snap.
Yes.
If your friend doesn't like your wife.
Look. I know this is going to be weird.
Yeah.
Literally never happened. Never happened.
Cute.
She's great.
Awesome.
Check this out. You've had Becky on this, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Becky and I were backstage at a gig. Becky Lucas, just for anyone.
Yeah.
Backstage at a gig. And we're talking about, like, you know, kind of comedy partners. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people who are dating comedians. And like, she's like, when they're around, like, you know, it's a bit much. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, one way to tell me you don't like Mary. Cause like, you know, they've chatted. Mm. Mary recommended her hairdresser.
Ooh.
And now they go to the same hairdresser.
Wow.
And you know, cause my wife is around cause I run stuff and she's been around for a while, whatever. And Becky's like, no, Mary is absolutely the exception. Mm-hmm. Mary's like your Jackie Onassis.
Oh.
She's been fantastic for your image.
Yeah, right. I need to meet your wife.
Yeah.
But I can imagine, I mean, something's got to help, right?
Yeah. This irredeemable personality of mine. Finally, Mary turns the ship around in her very, very fancy dress. But yeah, no. If you don't like my wife, like, I'd be confused. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be like, you better have like some kind of crazy reason.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to think you're not my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Yep. Snap.
Sounds like a snap, yeah.
Big okay. snap. Big huge snap.
Out of there.
Immediate right. snap.
Last bend or snap.
Whoa.
What if your friend didn't like you?
I mean, that would mean that we don't hang out as much, which is the exact kind of friend I look for. There's nobody.
There's not even a bend. It's just perfect.
Yeah, ideal. There's nobody I hate more than my friends. Except for their friends. I have to see at fucking bucks parties with those dumb weddings.
Oh my God. That sounds so bad.
Yeah, dude. You got to hang out with them. Oh. And they want to talk to you too because they're your friends.
That's one of the benefits of having mostly male friends, although it mostly sucks because dudes stink.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to the bucks parties.
Mm.
I don't have to deal with any of that.
Have you not heard of, what are they called? Groomsmaids?
Yeah, I'm not that good of friends with anyone.
Yeah, nice. Good I'm so dodge. Lonely. Good bullet dodge. Nah, like,
no.
I find that the craziest because people are like, oh, I don't like traditional bucks pies. It just kind of seems a bit sexist. Let's bring one chick and have a beer. He'll be like, one of the boys. And I'm like, I'm sure she loves that.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. It Mental. Is a little weird. I actually was talking about the bucks and hen situation with Jacob earlier last week. Because we are not engaged, but we are planning to be wed in a couple of years.
That's very exciting.
It's very exciting. And I was like, fuck, babe, we can't do hens and bucks because most of my friends would be at your bucks and that would be such a bummer for me. Like that would suck so much. It would be like maybe, especially if it was just in Sydney, it'd be like me and maybe like five, eight, ten girls at my thing. And then it would just be everyone else at his things. I'm like, that's not fair.
I would love you guys to run it as an A-B test.
What's that mean?
As in like, there's the bucks and there's the hens and it's the exact same people go to both.
Oh, okay.
And then you get genuine feedback on which was the better night.
That's interesting. See, that didn't even cross my mind.
Dude, run it. I love it.
I just was thinking that we'd do a combined one.
No, fuck that.
No, yours is much more expensive.
You need a hand. No, because the thing with the hands and the bucks, you guys don't pay.
What?
Yeah, everyone piles in for you.
Oh, I would never allow that.
No, that's how it works. No, that's because then you have to pile in for their one. It's a
I would never
system.
Do that.
Oh, well.
No, kinda, it's the same reason.
Ruining it for yourself. Here.
It's the same reason presents aren't going to be allowed at my wedding because I refuse to get someone a wedding present.
Well, this, yeah,
it's an
I
insane
mean,
thing to celebrate as much as we do. It's crazy.
Like, I'm now just at the headspace where it's like your wedding present is just you paying for your...
To get there and to be there and have clothes on and...
No, like just paying for your place. Like, you know, they hired a venue, they got a marquee, yeah, they got exactly, a DJ, they got exactly. a thing. It's like, how much do you reckon that costs per head? All right, give them that. Like, it's not a present. It's just kind of neutralizing you attending the wedding.
Wait. You want your guests to pay for the wedding venue?
No, this is what I... When I'm a guest.
Oh, yes.
I got married during COVID, bro. My wedding cost $800. It was like one Chinese meal.
Awesome.
That was it.
But you want to pay for their venue.
Correct. You're just like... You're just trying to mean that you weren't a loss financially attending their wedding.
By giving them money?
Correct. Just
yes,
cash.
I understand that, but I refuse to do it. I have no
That's
money.
Fun. That's
I
fun.
I would love to. I'd love to.
Dude, it's different. I remember the first mate who got married, we were all like 26, 27, and like we gave like a group present and there were like coins in the envelope.
Fucking
Because that's just kind of where we're at.
Fuck.
Whereas like now it's just you're having the conversation being like, so how many hundreds of dollars per person?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah, that like, sounds fuck. Good.
Then you're like, wait, it's a WOG wedding. Double it. Fuck. It's their culture. Double it.
That's so nice. What a privilege.
Mm.
Okay. All right. I'll be better.
But I'm just telling you with the bucks of the hands, I love that idea.
Yeah?
Because I Two genuinely parties? Think that men would enjoy a hen party more than a bucks party.
Yeah.
And women would enjoy a bucks party more than a hen party. I got a whole bit about it in this new show. And like, dude,
Okay.
I would love to test it. And you guys could test it.
Well, we could, but I do think that it would be kind of crazy if then we just had two separate parties and everyone was invited to both except for the other one.
Correct.
Of us. That's so mean.
That's way better.
That's so mean.
And then you got to be at home wondering what's happening at the other one.
That sounds awful.
And there should be consecutive nights, Friday, Saturday,
oh
bang,
my
bang.
God, that sounds terrible.
Dude, it sounds sick.
I'm not doing it.
Look, I mean, this is your podcast and I shouldn't address your listeners, but it's a sick idea. Tell her. Tell Chloe in the comments. Just get it done. I think it's great.
I think that the listeners will say that they want me to be happy.
These are just not the fans we have. You should see my DMs, like personally and in the cabin. It's just abuse. I put up a photo of me in a singlet the other day because I look like a like kind of wog stepdad.
Yeah.
And one person wrote in dog tits.
Jesus
cross.
Christ.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's
like,
rude.
These boys aren't great, but hurtful.
That's very mean. I'm sure you've got lovely tits.
They're small and hairy. Everyone's two favorite adjectives when it comes to tits.
Okay, we've got one more game.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm talking a lot.
I love talking about your tits. It's awesome.
Thank you.
One more game.
Yes.
It's the last game.
Yes.
It's truth or dare.
Okay.
It's up to you.
I mean, just for how long it will take me to do the dare, mm-hmm. considering I'd need to uncross my legs mm-hmm. and then have blood flow to them again, I guess we're going with truth.
I mean, you don't know what the dare is, but what are you assuming? I'm going to make you run?
I assume all dares involve movement, whereas I assume all truths can be as stationary as I like.
Actually, the truth involves movement.
Oh. No.
Jesus, I was like, I've played this completely wrong.
Truth is fine. Actually, I don't know why, and I've never done this, but I wrote down two truths and two dares.
Whoa.
So if you... Actually, no, only one of the truths is any good. All right.
Okay.
This is the truth.
Please.
I want to know.
Please.
The listeners want to know.
Please.
What really happened to the blue tracksuit?
The blue tracksuit.
Where is it? Where is it? I haven't seen it.
Look, I used to wear multiple colored tracksuits.
Yeah.
I did, as you'd know.
Yeah.
Actually, when we met, would I have been gone full red then? I don't think I would have.
3 years ago?
Yeah. I remember it was the night before I flew back to Sydney knowing that COVID was happening.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, I'm flying back into a fucking apocalypse. And I was. I got locked down like the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was probably wearing multiple tracksuits. God, we got so drunk with Waka.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go into an apocalypse, be hungover. Jesus.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great.
So drunk.
So, I used to wear other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that the red one just seems to work better. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. I've got variations of red now. I've got a mm-hmm. few different red ones. All out of ass, apart from the
yes,
custom ones,
of
but
course.
Like a few different ones. But like just, yeah, I used to wear green sometimes. Mm, it was like a kind mm-hmm. of green screen one.
I remember green.
Which I thought was pretty fun.
Yep.
It was very Luigi-esque. But
yep.
because I think I look like that, like when I wore the green one, people were just watching me in their head being like, Luigi, he looks like fucking Luigi. It's Luigi here.
But red is Mario, isn't it?
Yeah, but like Mario is like a kind of shorter, fatter man. Whereas I'm like a long skinny
true.
Man, just like Luigi.
The green does look lovely on your colouring, though.
Thank you very
Isn't
much.
Isn't that that's a pain? Do you wear it outside of gigs?
No, the green one. The other thing, and this, maybe this is embarrassing to admit, maybe this is why it's the truth. We got there. I didn't know what size tracksuit I was mm-hmm. until I'd been kind of wearing them constantly for like a year and a half.
Of course.
I thought I was a large medium.
Yeah.
Large top, medium bottom.
Okay.
But I'm a medium medium.
Ooh.
And so most of the early tracksuits I got, like the green and the blue and the black with red stripes,
mm-hmm.
the top is just too large. So it just fits a bit wrong.
Okay.
And, you know, regardless of how I may appear,
yeah.
I guess I'm a vain man.
You appear vain. I'm going to be fully
now
honest
we get to
with
the
you.
Fucking, I didn't ask you truth or bloody dare. This is getting hurtful.
No, that's a compliment. You're well groomed.
Thank you. No, so I've kind of left off them, and I've just tried to buy red.
Where
like,
are
I've,
they?
I've got a closet.
Uh huh.
That's got about 15, 16 tracksuits in it.
Jesus Christ.
And then there's another one for the red ones.
Are you hoping they go in a museum someday?
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I forget where it is, but I think I kept the first one I ever bought, like the first red one I ever bought. Like it's going to be like a not a comedian museum, but like a cricket museum, you know, like a sports museum where it's like, this is the first tracksuit ever worn by Daniel Muggleton, purchased in Liverpool 2018, you know?
I imagine the entire museum is only for your tracksuits as well, because there's not going to be room for anything else.
No. I'd shave various moustaches off.
Okay.
And then have them as
actually,
little.
Speaking of
real hair merkins. This what have we got?
It's what the dare was.
Oh my god!
I wouldn't have made you do it, but
I
would have been
like, "Holy shit!" I've done that. The last time I did that was for charity, and like my wife was just like, "Please never again."
Hates your face.
Hates my face.
Mustaches are great.
I like them.
I love them.
I've been
a
fan for a long time. I've been trying to, because everyone's kind of got a little one, so I've been trying to like handlebar mine recently, and I don't know if I like it. Yeah, that's good. You look like
It looks good, right? Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
That's exactly who it was.
I know.
I couldn't tell immediately.
I know. I'm like, well, put a hat
like
on.
It.
Thank you.
Dude, you could Yosemite Sam to your hens do.
Maybe Halloween. We'll see.
You should. I think you should. Just tape it up. Get it done.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast. We got to get you out of here.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Do you want to tell the people where to find you? What are you doing?
So my name is Daniel Muggleton. You can grab me on social media at Dan Muggleton.
Mm-hmm.
DanMugleton. Muggle like Harry Potter in there. And I got that special out on YouTube that they can watch. It's free. It's called Daniel Muggleton, White and Wrong. It's on the 800-pound gorilla YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of other great Australian comedians who put specials out through that. Damien Power, Tom Cashman, Sam Campbell. Mm-hmm. I think Rathy might have one there now. Oh. I don't know. But and then I'm just on tour around Australia until July.
Beautiful.
Gold Coast, Katoomba, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle.
What's Katoomba?
I'm just doing a random show in Katoomba this Saturday. Okay. I assume it probably won't be out by then, but
it won't be.
Just in case, it's almost sold out, so sucked in. You might have missed out anyway.
Oh, damn. Okay, the festivals though, you'll be there.
Festivals, yeah. Melbourne Beautiful. Comedy Festival, Sydney Comedy Festival, Brisbane Comedy Festival.
Perfect.
Every comedy goddamn awesome. Festival.
Everything. I'll put all the links in the show notes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. Mwah.
Great.
Got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.